starting. So this is the Tree of Life meditation, and we have three wonderful ladies joining us here in this group meditation, and we're going to get started. So you can start by closing your eyes, having your hands relaxed on your lap. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in all the way into your lungs. And exhale slowly. Flexing your shoulders and your spine, getting into the center of your space. Go ahead and place awareness at the base of your spine, right at our root chakra. We're going to be making a grounding cord. Go ahead and create and attach a cord of your favorite color to your root chakra and let it extend past your feet, down to the floor, going into the layers of earth, extending all the way down to earth's core. And say hello to Mother Gaia. Let her know you're going to be grounding into her today. Good. And widen that grounding cord. Make it as wide as your hips. You have a sturdy, solid foundation for anything that you need to release today. Letting anything already start to drizzle and drip down that no longer serves you. Any leftover frustration, sadness, anger, stress, tension or tightness, letting it just release and let go into the grounding cord. Good. Take a deep breath in here. And exhale. We'll be placing awareness on our aura now. Take a look around you with your mind's eye. Feel out your aura. Is it right around you? Or is it as big as the room that you're in? Or does it feel bigger than that? Go ahead and place awareness and start to call it back towards your body. Getting it closer and closer till it's like an eggshell right around you. It's good to place awareness on where energy field is at. Let's tuck in the edges of our aura into our grounding cord, knowing that as soon as we do this, any bumps, scrapes, holes, or bruises on our aura will be instantly healed and smoothed out. Tuck it all the way in. Don't forget your backside. Good. Let's place attention and awareness at our first chakra. Go ahead and let a number come up in your mind, representing how open your chakra is, your first chakra. You can go around and say the number that we see. The first is what you see. It's what it is. And start at jade.
At 60.
Nice. Laura?
7.
Good. Rachel?
87.
Nice. I also saw on 50. Go ahead and dial those numbers up or down to 10%. No need to be in survival mode right now. It's a time to find some peace and calm, to stabilize our chakras, to be in a space of mastering our energy. Good. Go ahead and go into the second chakra now. And let a number pop up into your mind representing how open your second chakra is. The first number you see is what it is. You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
What, 42?
Good. Laura?
43.
Nice. Rachel?
57.
Good. My number is 28. Go ahead and dial those down. Up or down to 10%. No need to be in our emotional centers. We're closing down the lower chakras to open up the higher ones. Good. Now go into your third chakra. Allow a number to pop up in your mind. Go ahead, Jade.
14.
Good. Laura.
64.
Nice. Rachel.
63.
Good. Mine's 47. Go ahead, and whether you're female, all of us are female, but it's different for men. Go ahead and adjust that number to 70 or wherever it feels comfortable. Use your intuition. This is your center of drive and will, where all of our motivation comes from. Typically, female bodies like to be turned on a little bit higher, and male bodies like to be turned down a little bit lower. So use your intuition of what number feels comfortable for you. I'm going to choose 61. And allow yourself to set that number in there. And we're going to move up into our sixth chakra. Go ahead and take a deep breath here. And exhale. We're going to create a second grounding cord now. Attach another grounding cord, a color cord of your choosing, or it can be anything you'd like. Sometimes I like to imagine it like a red slippery slide. Something fun. Be creative. It's the grounding cord to the center of your mind. And let that cord attach there and let it go all the way down your spine, down your stomach, and attaching right at your root chakra. And let it attach there, securing your lower chakras to your higher chakras. Good. Another deep breath in here. And exhale. Let's pay attention to below our feet now. We can wiggle your toes, activating your feet chakra. Let's call in some earth energy. Take a peek into the ground. What earth energy feels grounding for you? What color do you see? You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
I see sapphire blue.
Nice. Laura?
Turquoise.
Good. Rachel? And have those colors in mind. I also chose like a sparkly blue. Let those colors mix and swirl. Let it take shape and form and start to call it into your feet, in through your ankles, into your calves, into your knees, into your thighs, and down your grounding cord. Continue to let that flow of earth energy color through your legs and down the grounding cord. Continue to let that flow as we go into our crown up above us and start to call in some cosmic energy. Take a look up into the cosmos. What kind of color do you want to call into your body? You can say it out loud, the color you see. Go ahead, Jade.
It's like a rose color, like a really beautiful pink, like a rose pink.
Nice. And Laura, what do you see?
Like a deep indigo.
Good. And Rachel, what do you see?
Pearly white.
Good. I'm looking at a magenta, purple, and start to see that color swirl and take shape above you, calling it in towards the back of your head, letting it flow smoothly and easily down the back of your neck and down the back of your shoulders, towards the back of your spine, clearing out the maternal and paternal lines, down the back of your torso, down your hips, and down the grounding cord. Continue to let that cosmic flow run on effortlessness and ease down your spine, down your hips, and down the grounding cord. Go ahead and start to mix both earth and cosmic energies in your hips, letting those colors come up towards the front of your chakra body, starting at the root chakra. Bring in 90% cosmic and 10% earth, letting it mix and swirl. In the first chakra, cleansing and clearing, taking its time, dislodging any foreign energy that doesn't belong there. Simple awareness, placing attention at the base of your spine. Any thoughts or faces or tingling sensations, let it just start to work its energy there. You can go ahead and take a peek at the color of your root chakra. The first color you see is what it is. You can say it out loud. What are you looking at, Jade?
It's like a ruby red this time.
Nice. Laura?
Orange.
Good. Rachel?
Like a rusty red brown.
Nice. Mine's yellow. Go ahead and let that cosmic and earth energy start to mix and swirl, fading and dissipating any colors, any faces, any thoughts, letting it clear away and go down your grounding cord, out and away into Mother Earth, for she will take care of this energy and turn it into neutral energy. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Nice. Letting that cosmic and earth mix and swirl, cleansed and clear until it is either clear or blank, giving you the opportunity to set the vibration and color of your own root chakra. Go ahead and have a color in mind and set that in. Set that in there yourself. I'm going to choose gold. Good. Let that cosmic and earth energy rise up into your second chakra, into your sacral, about 2 finger lengths under your belly button. Let that cosmic and earth energy mix and swirl. Go ahead and take a peek at what your current second chakra looks like. You can go ahead and say it out loud, Jade.
The color?
Yeah, you're looking at.
It's like
Whatever you see.
Like a crystal sparkly white.
Nice. Laura?
Orangey pink.
Good. Rachel?
A swirly yellow and green.
Good. Weirdest thing, it's like seeing less of a color and more like a black figure of like an outline of a guy. So I'm just gonna continue to let cosmic and earth energy, let it continue to mix and swirl in your second chakra, cleansing and clearing, letting any foreign energy, any colors, any thoughts or faces fade and dissipate. Taking a deep breath and exhale. Letting the cosmic and earth energy do its thing. Placing awareness at your sacral chakra. Cleansing and clearing. Until it is either clear or blank, giving you the opportunity to set the vibration and intention of your own second chakra. Go ahead and set that in now. I'm going to choose gold. And start to let that earth and cosmic energy rise up into your third chakra, mixing and swirling, cleansing and clearing any foreign energy in your third chakra, in your solar plexus. Take a peek at your third chakra. What current color is it vibrating at right now? You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
Still like a crystal white.
Nice. Laura?
Taupe.
Good. Sorry, I was burping. Rachel?
Really bright sunshine yellow.
Nice. Mine was also like some sort of crystally white faded cloud. Go ahead and let that cosmic and earth energy mix and swirl in the center of your stomach, at your solar plexus, clearing out and dislodging any foreign energy, any colors, any faces, any thoughts, centering at your breath, centering at the awareness at about 4 finger lengths above your belly button. Taking in a deep breath in. And exhale. Nice. Continue to let that cosmic and earth energy continue to swirl and mix. Cleanse and clear. Until it is either clear or blank, allowing you the opportunity to set the vibration and color of your own third chakra, reclaiming your space, mastering the energy. Go ahead and set that color in now. I'm going to choose gold. Good. Continue to let that energy rise up into your fourth chakra in the center of your chest. Cosmic and earth energy mixing and swirling. Remember your colors. Letting them continue to cleanse and clear. Allowing you to take a peek at what current color your fourth chakra is vibrating at. The first color you see is what it is. You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
Mine's like an emerald green.
Nice. Laura.
Cyan.
Cool. And Rachel.
Keeps bouncing between like purple and green.
Awesome. Mine is at, it's also like a lilac, but it's also green. So it's like in between those two. And go ahead and let those cosmic and earth energy colors mix and swirl, cleanse and clear. Letting any foreign energy go out of our space and down the grounding cord. Taking in a deep breath in. And exhale. Allow yourself to take another deep breath in at our heart. And exhale slowly. Be present with your heart space. Feeling out the powerful energy that radiates from the center of your chest. Taking in a little closer, a little deeper awareness at this chakra and how it carries us throughout the day, how it allows us to make some beautiful or life learning decisions. Another deep breath in here and exhale. Clearing away any layers, any foreign energy that doesn't belong. Letting those cosmic and earth energies mix and swirl, cleanse and clear until it is either clear or blank. Giving you the opportunity to set the vibration and intention of your own fourth chakra. Go ahead and place that color in now. I'm going to choose gold. Good. Let that cosmic and earth energy rise up into your throat, into your fifth chakra, the space of truth and expression. Let the cosmic and earth energy colors, remember your colors, mix and swirl, placing attention at the center of our throat. Taking a peek at what current color is vibrating at our fifth chakra. You can say it out loud. First thing you see is what it is. Go ahead, Jade.
Mine's a velvet purple.
Nice. Laura?
Pinky purple.
Nice. Rachel?
Sounds like a pale indigo, just weird tacky texture to it.
Good. I'm looking at black. Go ahead and let that cosmic and earth energy color mix and swirl in the center of your throat. Cleanse and clear any foreign energy, any faces, colors, thoughts, letting them drain and fade away down your grounding cord, out and away from your space, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your chest, taking a deep breath in and exhaling. Go ahead and let any foreign energy, let it move and dissolve, letting cosmic and earth energy colors mix and swirl in the center of your throat, letting it cleanse and clear until it is either clear or blank, giving you the opportunity to set the vibration and intention of your own fifth chakra. Go ahead and place that color in now. I'm going to choose gold. Good. Start to let those cosmic and earth energy colors split between both shoulders, going into each arm, down your arm, past your elbows, towards your wrists, letting it fountain out through your palms, cosmic and earth energy colors fountaining out through your palms and out the tips of your fingers, extending your fingers out, letting the energy mix and swirl, cleanse and clear. Letting your hand chakras and your creative channels give an opportunity to dislodge any foreign energy, any residual energy that doesn't belong, with effortlessness and ease, cleansing and clearing until it is either clear or blank, giving you the opportunity to set the intention and vibration of your own hand chakras. What's your healing energy color? You can go ahead and set that color in now. You can also say it out loud. You can start at jade.
Mine's like a sunflower yellow.
Nice. Laura.
My left is lilac and my right is some sort of a light blue.
Good. And Rachel?
Can you really glowy green? Glowy grassy green.
Nice. I'm going to set mine at electric blue. Go ahead and place awareness back at your throat where the cosmic and earth energies left off, letting it rise up into your neck, up into your head and into your mind, letting them mix and swirl in your sixth chakra, right behind your forehead, right behind your eyes. Take a deep breath in here and exhale. Letting those cosmic and earth energy colors mix and swirl in the center of your mind, in your third eye. Placing awareness, placing gentle breaths as you're in this neutral space in the center of your mind. Be present with your sixth chakra and take a peek at what current color your sixth chakra is vibrating at. You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
Mine's like a few colors actually. Like indigo and green and yellow all together.
Nice. Laura.
Like a powder blue.
Good. And Rachel.
It's like inky blue.
Good. Mine's somewhere around like an ashy white, this purpley, static purple. Be present with your sixth chakra. Go ahead and remember your earth and cosmic energy colors. letting those mix and swirl in your mind, letting it cleanse and clear, dislodging any foreign energy. If you see any faces or thoughts, just send them down the trapdoor of that grounding cord in the center of your mind. A gentle little push, and down they go, out and away from your space, down to the second grounding cord at your root, out and down into the center of the earth, cleansing and clearing any foreign energy. Take a deep breath in here and exhale. Another deep breath in, and we're going to hold it. Deep breath in. Hold. And exhale. Remember your cosmic and earth energy colors, letting them mix and swirl. Cleanse and clear. Until it is either clear or blank, allowing you the opportunity to set the color and vibration of your own sixth chakra. Go ahead and place those colors in now. I'm going to choose gold. Good. Let those cosmic and earth energies rise up and fountain out the top of your head, sprinkling out into your crown, your seventh chakra, letting it cleanse and clear with every droplet of your cosmic and earth energy colors as it showers your crown, cleansing and clearing it, but taking a peek at what current color your seventh chakra is at. You can say it out loud. Go ahead, Jade.
Mine's like an ocean blue.
Nice. Laura.
I see white.
Good. And Rachel?
I see white also, actually. Great beam of light.
Nice. I'm looking like a dusty gray on mine. Go ahead and be present with the colors you're seeing and allow the cosmic and earth energy to mix and swirl around your crown, polishing it up, clearing it up, dislodging any foreign energy, any thoughts, any faces, letting them fade and dissipate. Take a deep breath in here. And exhale. Letting those colors mix and swirl. Cleanse and clear, until it is either clear or blank, giving you the opportunity to set the color and vibration of your own crown chakra. Go ahead and place that color in now. I'm going to choose gold. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Nice. We went through all seven chakras, cleansed out energy, reclaimed our space. Now it's time to fill back up with our own divine essence. Go ahead and imagine a golden sun up above you. Let this golden sun represent your highest essence. Whether it be enthusiasm, healing energy, miracle energy, joy, bliss, abundance. Allow any energy wherever you left it. Start to soak back into the sun, making it bigger and bigger. Any energy, whether it be on the couch or with friends or at work or with your pets, wherever you left your energy, let it just instantly and effortlessly be soaked back into your sun, making it bigger and bigger. So big that it pops and all of your golden essence starts to rain and sprinkle down on you, landing on your face, warm and tingly, on your shoulders, illuminating, landing on your legs and arms, soaking into your skin, every cell filling up with your divine essence, going into your muscles and into your bones, filling you up 100% with gold and you. Filling up until it starts to go down your grounding cord, overfilling with a vast amount of energy that represents you. That it even starts to fountain out of your hands and fountain out the top of your head, filling you up. Go ahead and be here present with yourself, full, alive, and vibrant. Take a deep breath in and exhale. You can start to wiggle your toes and fingers. Open your eyes gently. Moving your head side to side. Stretching. Bending forward. All right. How are you guys feeling?
Yeah.
How is that for you, Jade?
Good. I feel really dizzy. Like, really dizzy. I don't know why. I think I just haven't practiced that meditation for a while. And when we were doing the colors, I seem to twirl with my eyes. I don't know why I do. And it just makes me go dizzy. And I was like, I need to stop, but I couldn't. I was just like, my eyes.
Reminds us of our first class. Yeah, you're probably a little out of the body. That's totally cool. That's okay. It's natural. Completely something I did all the time. But it's good that you're aware of it. And, you know, if you needed to, if that happens again next time, just open your eyes a little bit to center that you're here and everything's good. And then you can go back in. So thanks for sharing. And Rachel.
You're welcome. Feel really good. Oh my gosh. Bringing my root chakra down to 10% was, oh my gosh, because I've never seen my root chakra that high before, an 87. But bring it back down to 10%, like I could feel as the numbers were going down, I could just feel my energy rising and like I was awake, I could do things like as my root went down, I went up, and it was so interesting to watch it so perfectly, to experience it like that.
That's a great example. I noticed similar things. Essentially, you felt like the energy rise. Mine's a little bit different. When I turn down my root chakra, when I know it's at a high number, I feel like, I don't know, like my body shakes, or I have like those goosebump chills. That's how I know I'm like, I don't know, if either kicking things out of my space or the energy's recalibrating. But yeah, I have like a physical reaction to it as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thanks for sharing. All right, Laura, what was your experience during meditation today?
Yeah, mine was pretty good. I feel really, really like grounded and calm right now. Also because I meditated earlier this morning, so I'm like double duty today, and it's like, you know, pretty early still. So I just feel a really strong sense of calm right now. I was having a little bit of a hard time remembering to pull the cosmic and earth energy in. And then I'd be like, oh yeah, keep doing that. But I think that just comes with, I haven't done this meditation fairly consistently lately. So I'll remember. My essence will remember soon.
No worries. That's why I'm like constantly reminding you guys, remember your colors. Cause that's how I am too. I just like, oh, and then there's this and then there's that. There's so many interesting things to look at in my chakra, and you forget like, oh, wait, get back to.
Yeah, I found.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I found being like, I don't know why, being the first one to say the color, I found it quite a lot of pressure because my mind just kept wandering off and I was like, oh, wait, what color? Because there was just like so much going on. But I think I haven't practiced meditation in a while, but I did notice like, I didn't know, like going first to say the color, sometimes it was hard because I wasn't ready for the color, you know, like I was trying to, and then obviously you change the color. So it starts off being a color and then you change it to like your color, which mine is normally like crystal white and sparkly. But sometimes I was like, oh no, now I need a color. Because like, I don't know, my mind was just like, just a bit everywhere today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That means there's lots of energy in your space that wanted to be seen, especially when you're like getting distracted by so many things. It's just like, it's a really good awareness to like, you know, oh, this is energy work. This is a fun environment where we get to look at what is in our space. And that's exactly how I want it. You guys have the freedom to just like, let me know what you're seeing. And so that's why I like doing this afterwards.
There's definitely
like,
oh, something in my
space. That was your experience.
Sorry.
On the laptop, what I found was interesting. Sorry, Laura.
What I found was interesting. Oh, no worries. What I found was interesting too was in providing a color to describe. Sometimes I want it to be like, it's orange and green, but also I understand that if something was both orange and green, that like doesn't make sense. So it's like saying, it's like, oh, it's black and also white, or orange and also green, because it oscillates. So I think, you know, almost all of you guys at one point were like, it's this color, but also at this color. And so it's funny to try and just capture that one millisecond of like, it's lilac right now. And how it kind of vibrates between some stuff. Yeah, because I'll be like, it's orangey, yellowy, greeny, blue, fluffy.
Yeah. The fun part for me is trying to, because for me, like my chakras, they always have a color, but there's always like a sensation in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
me too.
Obnoxious, bright, glowy, or like this icky tackiness, or like something so. You know, just like you said, like it's lilac and green, but tacky, but bright, like all of the verbs that shouldn't go together, but we're putting them in anyway.
This is a really, really great thing that you guys are verbalizing this, because this is just like the training. This is like, you know, like the training wheels, like you're seeing a color, right? This is like really great first step to see like, well, what is in there? You know, you allow your mind to just give you something simple and you see it. But eventually you'll start seeing faces. You'll start seeing, like you said, like that grimy, icky, like energy. I was seeing like a figure, a silhouette of a man. I was like, well, that's not a color. Or, so I was like, okay. But yeah, you guys can start seeing more things.
So it doesn't always have to be a color.
It doesn't always have to be a color. I just say something simple as like, what color are you seeing? Because it gives you an opportunity to just make it simple and not overcomplicate it. So if you feel like saying exactly what you see, you know, like I see two butt cheeks, that's what I'm looking at, like,
okay,
you know.
Well, that makes me feel better, because sometimes I don't see a color, like it's like an object. I'm like, look for the color in the object. And that's why sometimes, like, I especially the crown, like it wasn't even a color because it was like way too many colors, and I was like, it's like indigo and green and white and just there's lots like lots of things going on.
Cool. Now that I know you guys are like getting more comfortable with what you're like seeing, I'll start phrasing as like a color or whatever you see, so that it gives you a freedom to just like, say whatever it is. Cause it's really validating to just like say it out loud and know that this is a friendly environment to where we're not going to judge each other based on what we see. It's just energy, and we're clearing it out anyway. So sometimes it's nice to see the big scary thing in the room and then have the power and say, yep, and you're going to get kicked out. And so,
It's funny because especially for my lower ones, like I'd go there, but then I would start thinking about like a person from work or like a friend of mine, or like a lot of people were in my lower chakras. And like, it's fun to hear you say like, you know, those are valid as well. Cause I was thinking like, oh, I'm thinking about this person. Oh no, but focus, Rachel, think of a color. What color is it? Like, I felt like I was getting distracted. So I don't know, it'd be interesting to see what happens next time if we explore that person or that situation.
Because sometimes the color allows you to just have an overall view of what the energy is to those people in your space. So, you know, if you see like, let's say like a shady green, it's just an energy color signature of what the energy is in your space. Could be the people and their thoughts, the faces that come up. And so, yeah, it's cool. That's why it's good that we have a little talk session afterwards, because a lot of things can happen when we're taking a peek at our energy. So, yeah,
I'm glad, because I was gonna leave like feeling really confused, and I was like, oh, I didn't always see a color. Like the third one, like the sexual one, I just saw like a black room. I was like, damn, that was a low, because it was only 16% as well. I was like, gotta do some work on that one.
Yeah, it's like super good awareness for ourselves to see, like, because sometimes we just are on autopilot most of the time during the day, or sometimes we get a little snippet of our feelings when we react just suddenly to something. And it's nice to just sit and take a look at a neutral space, at what's in our space. Sometimes we won't be neutral. Sometimes we'll be a little bit triggered, and it's okay when we're looking at energy, but we'll just have to remind her to get back in the sixth chakra and try to see it from an observer perspective. Anybody else want to mention anything before we end this session? All right, cool. Well,
I think I've said it.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Yes,
it was
good. Yeah. I love seeing you all again.
Yeah, the whole gang's back babies. Together.
Yes. Where are you?
All right, for anyone else that's listening here, I'll probably be posting this up on my podcast, people joining in. You can go, and if you want to partake in some of these video sessions, practicing flexing your third eye, I'll put a link to our Facebook group. It is Arbella Hybrid Psychic School. All right, everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye.